and there's been a fall in unemployment driven by record numbers of people in part-time jobs. The latest figures show those out of work dropped 50,000 in the 3 months to August.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let's all go to the movie.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flight.
Guidance, go. Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telemute.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Hello and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. I'm Dan Kijewski and this is Phoenix FM.
Hey Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Video killed the radio star.
Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles, featured in the 1995 film Empire Records. And Empire Records was directed by Alan Moyle and starred a very youthful Liv Tyler and Renee Zellweger. The film actually did pretty badly at the box office, but since then it's gone on to establish a bit of a cult following. And for its young cast, it led to bigger and better things, including the 1998 movie Armageddon for Liv Tyler and Jerry Maguire for Renee Zellweger in 1996. Secret Garden by Bruce Springsteen. used in Cameron Crowe's Jerry Maguire, starring Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. The story of a sports agent inspired by the work of real-life agent Lee Steinberg, who actually acted as technical consultant on the film.
Phoenix FM.
Now, as well as being generally great movies, Cameron Crowe's films are known for featuring great music. And perhaps the best example of this is Almost Famous, released in 2000 and starring Billy Crudup, Kate Hudson and Philip Seymour Hoffman. Almost Famous was a semi-autobiographical piece centering on a teenage music journalist on tour with an up-and-coming band, which gave a bit of an insight into Crowe's life as a 15-year-old writer for Rolling Stone magazine. The film was nominated for 4 Oscars and won for Best Original Screenplay, written by Crowe himself. The soundtrack also won a Grammy Award for Best Compilation Soundtrack, hardly surprising when it includes songs like this one.
Smile.
Tiny Dancer, featured in Almost Famous, written and performed by Elton John.
Phoenix FM.
Elton John is, of course, no stranger to writing songs for stage and screen, both solely and in partnership. He's collaborated with lyricist Tim Rice on a couple of occasions, on Aida in 1999, and a few years earlier on the highest grossing hand-drawn film in history.
King of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
board. Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be
what?
No one's saying stop that.
What you don't
no one's saying see here.
Now see here.
Free to run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice from little poor Phil's poor star.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing in the spotlight.
Not yet.
Living in the region of the broken sea. This is an incursion on the wing. It's gonna be King Simba's finest
plea. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
I Just Can't Wait to Be King from Disney's The Lion King, released in 1994, and one of five original songs written for the film by Elton John and Tim Rice. It was performed there by Jason Weaver as Simba and Rowan Atkinson as Zazu. Rowan Atkinson, probably best known for creating Mr. Bean and Blackadder, has also been appearing live on the musical stage fairly recently.
Let's show Oliver how it's done, should we, my dear?
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Why should we all break our backs? Let's pick a pocket or two.
Who says crime doesn't pay? Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. Missed. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood was far too good. He has to pick a pocket or two.
My merry men, take a tip from Bill Sykes. He can whip what he likes. I recall he started small. He had to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boy. Oh, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Wake up, they like old Bill Sykes. Get to pick a pocket or two.
Dear old gent, passing by, something nice, ooh, takes his eye. Everything's clear, attack the rear, get in and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boy.
Poor Viking, they stink.
They were clean on last summer. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Get it. Attack the rear, attack the rear. You need to pick a pocket or two.
When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch, only to find some peace of mind. I have to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boy. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Hit it!
Just to find some peace of mind, we have to pick a pocket or...
Rowan Atkinson performing You've Got to Pick a Pocket or Two as Fagin from Cameron Mackintosh's 2009 West End revival of Lionel Bart's Oliver, for which he was nominated for an Olivier Award for Best Actor in a Musical. Atkinson has played the role once before, in a school production, in fact, of the show, but it had taken several years of persuasion from Mackintosh to successfully encourage him to reprise the role in the West End.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
But the definitive performance of Fagin was, of course, given by the one and only Ron Moody. Firstly, in the original West End stage production of the musical in 1960, and then in the Carol Reed 1968 film version, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role. When casting the movie, Reed had originally been looking for a big name to play the part of Fagin, but quite rightly decided that Moody's portrayal was so good that nobody else could come close.
A man's got a heart, hasn't he? Joking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulations. Better settle down and get myself a wife. And the wife would cook and sew for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she would wag at me, the money she would take from me, a misery she'd make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway. I'd rather sleep anyway. Left without anyone in the world, and I'm starting from now. So, how to win friends and to influence people? So how?
I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who can help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! I think I'd better think it out again.
Thank you. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold and who cares if you live or die. Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm a bad and a bad I shall stay.
You'll be seeing no transformation.
But it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for me?
I think I'm better than the other guy.
The incomparable Ron Moody as Fagin in the 1968 film adaptation of the Lionel Bart musical, Oliver.
Phoenix FM.
And now let's have this week's screen news updates provided by our film correspondent, movie journalist Vicky Bufton. Ridley Scott's latest project for his Scott-Free production company has found its stars. Christoph Waltz will play Mikhail Gorbachev alongside Michael Douglas's Ronald Reagan in Reykjavik. The film, which focuses on the meeting of the two world leaders at the time of the Cold War, with the threat of nuclear crisis casting a long shadow over proceedings. Kevin Hood, writer of Becoming Jane, will be penning the script. Rumour has it Beyoncé has dropped out of Clint Eastwood's version of A Star Is Born. The songstress has blamed her busy schedule, and so Clint is left with a leading, without a leading lady and without a leading, a leading man at this stage. Previous incarnations of the movie have starred Judy Garland and James Mason, and Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson as the musical duo at the centre of the story. But without a start date either, Eastwood's project is looking as empty as that chair he berated recently. Ricky Gervais's reign as Golden Globe host Meister General is over. Long live the new hosts, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. The comedy actresses, seen together in Tina Fey's Baby Mama, will be taking over for the 2013 ceremony in January. Here's hoping they'll give us a little scandal, as Gervais frequently did. And the remake of RoboCop has been delayed until 2014. There's no official reason why from Sony Pictures, but the theory at present is that more time is needed for the 3D conversion to be activated. RoboCop will appear in February 2014, giving up the summer blockbuster slot it previously had. And out at the cinema this week, Frankenweenie. Mentioned a few weeks earlier, Tim Burton revisits a short from his early career to give us a new twist on the Frankenstein tale. Madagascar 3. The comedy creatures decide to head home to New York, taking in Europe on the way. Hilarity and mild peril inevitably ensues. Beasts of the Southern Wild. A child and her father, living feral in Louisiana, are displaced by a storm and set off in search of their homeland, getting excellent reviews left, right, and indeed centre. And the UK box office charts. The perks of being a wallflower aren't quite so perky as last week, falling to number 5 in the UK chart. Looper also takes a tumble down to 4 from last week's number 2. Ethan Hawke is still getting the heebie-jeebies in Sinister at number 3. And Adam Sandler's Hotel Transylvania checks in at number 2 as the only new entry in the chart this week. Which means Liam Neeson is still at the top spot with Taken 2 for a second week. And that is this week's Screen News Update.
Phoenix FM.
Written by the Oscar-nominated Alan Silvestri, that was the full Forrest Gump suite from the 1994 movie, starring Tom Hanks and directed by Robert Zemeckis. The piano feather theme there is instantly recognisable, as is much of Silvestri's music, including the theme to Back to the Future, which is, of course, used as the theme for the show. And here is another one of his. That was the main titles theme from the 1991 film Father of the Bride by Alan Silvestri. The film directed by Charles Shire and starring Steve Martin, Diane Keaton and Martin Short.
Phoenix FM.
Okay, in this week's Stage News Update, Shakespeare's Globe has announced its 2013 season, which will feature three in-house productions of Shakespeare plays, plus world premieres of new works from playwrights Che Walker, Jessica Swale and Samuel Adamson. A Midsummer Night's Dream, The Tempest and Macbeth will form part of the programme. Alongside this will be Walker's The Lightning Child, with music by Arthur Darvill, a new play by Swale called Blue Stockings, and Adamson's Gabriel, which will feature English trumpet soloist Alison Balsam. The venue will also present a mid-scale UK tour of Henry VI, parts 1, 2 and 3, including a visit to the Globe in summer 2013. Meanwhile, small-scale tours of King Lear and The Taming of the Shrew will play at the Globe during their UK, European and US tour schedule. Tony Award-winning musical Once will open in the West End next year. The musical, which has begun playing on Broadway in March, will run at the Phoenix Theatre from March the 16th. The show, which won 8 Tony Awards this year, including Best Musical and Best Director, has a book by Edna Walsh, music and lyrics by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Inovich, and will be directed by John Tiffany. Casting will be announced shortly. Michael Attenborough is to step down as Artistic Director of the Almeida Theatre after 11 years. He'll leave the venue in spring next year to focus on directing. Attenborough said, "My 11 years as artistic director of the Almeida Theatre have been consistently thrilling and rewarding. But I've decided that, after running theatres for the past 32 years, I now want to concentrate solely on my directing." He added that his successor would find themselves blessed with a wonderful and unique theatre space. The UK tour of the Dolly Parton musical 9 to 5 kicked off last week at the Manchester Opera House. The show, which is produced over here by Howard Panter for ATG and directed by Jeff Calhoun, stars Jackie Clune, Natalie Casey, Ben Richards and Bonnie Langford. Based on the hit movie of the same name, it centres on three office workers who turn the tables on their sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot of a boss. They conspire to take control of the company and learn there's nothing they can't do. This show features Dolly Parton's original hit song, 9 to 5, the title track, which won her an Oscar nomination and four Grammy Award nominations, along with her new Tony and Grammy-nominated score. After its run at the Manchester Opera House, the show is set to tour the UK. Joanna Riding is to lead the cast of Hackney Empire's production of Dick Whittington and His Cat this Christmas. Riding, who appeared as the wicked stepmother in last year's Cinderella at the venue, will play Dick in the production, which will also star Steve Elias and as Sarah the Cook. Elias will also choreograph the show with Sam Francis. Dick Whittington and His Cat is penned and directed by Susie McKenna and has music by Stephen Edis. The show runs from December the 1st until January the 6th, 2013. New productions opening in London this week include tonight, Loserville, a new musical by Elliot Davis and James Bourne, opens at the Garrick Theatre. And then from tomorrow night, there's a double bill at the Arts Theatre, Leicester Square, Shakespeare's Queens and The Madness of King Lear, a transfer from the Edinburgh Festival. And more locally, Brentwood Operatic Society is proud to present The Drowsy Chaperone at the Brentwood Theatre, which runs until this Saturday. A toe-tapping trip back to the golden age of musicals. It all begins when a die-hard musical fan plays his favourite cast album of a 1928 smash hit called The Drowsy Chaperone, and the show magically bursts into life. Audiences are instantly immersed in the glamorous tale of a celebrity bride on her wedding day. With sequin-drenched costumes and dazzling choreography, this award-winning rollercoaster of a musical sweeps into Brentwood for a limited run until Saturday, the 20th of October. Tickets start at £14 and can be booked by calling the Brentwood Theatre box office on 01277 200 305.
Elphaba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once, instead of flying off the handle?
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your paws forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how. Now,
Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for, you can have all you ever wanted.
I know,
but I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. Someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I did our mind defying gravity. Kiss me good. Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we planned them. If we work in time, there's no fight we cannot win. Just you and me defying gravity. With you and I defying gravity. They'll never bring us down.
Well, are you coming?
You're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it.
Idina Menzel in the role of Elphaba and Kristen Chenoweth as Glinda in the 2003 original Broadway production of Stephen Schwartz's Wicked. Wicked tells the story of what happened in the Land of Oz prior to the arrival of Dorothy and how the Wicked Witch of the West became, well, should we say, less than friendly. The original production won 3 Tony Awards, 6 Drama Desks Awards and a Grammy for the cast album. The London production, which celebrates its 6th anniversary in September, can be seen at the Apollo Victoria Theatre in London and is currently booking until April next year. Well, that's it for this week, folks. Back next week, and next week we have a very special James Bond special edition of the Stage and Screen Show in advance of the UK release of Skyfall next Friday. Can't wait for that. After the news, it's Body Talk with Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then Piers Hewitt will be here from 10 with a few recents and decents for you. Thanks as always to Vicky Bufton for the screen news update, and to you for listening. And I will see you next week at 6 o'clock for some serious 007 action on the Stage and Screen Show. Bye for now.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
UEFA have charged both the Football Association and the Serbian FA following the events at the England under-21 match last night.